You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Friday, the 10th of October, 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market fell. The S&P ASX 200 off by just 0.1%, 8,958. Materials, the biggest loser on the market, but IT and healthcare stocks, some of the best. But if we take a closer look at that material sector, it's gold stocks really tumbling the most. The likes of Ramelius Resources, Genesis Minerals and Regis Resources, some of the biggest losers on the market today. For more on the day's market action, including why the gold price is down, what's happening with silver and more, I spoke with Zoran Krešević from Blueberry Markets.
It's a great news. It's something that's obviously market perhaps slightly taken today in general, but I think we still need to digest the overall. What I mean by that is ASX has somewhat plateaued today in today's session, and I think we are likely to see the major headlines or major moves next week. But nevertheless, really good news, and it seems that we'll probably get a little bit of risk on sentiment moving forward, which inclines obviously for equities to continue its bullish run, both domestically and globally, and likely to see maybe some of these commodities actually come back and retrace somewhat, because they've been running quite heavily over the past few months and year to date.
Yeah, of those commodities, we're seeing gold coming off the boil at the moment as it reached its peak, right? Is there still more upside, though, or do you think, as you were saying earlier, that this is it? Is it going to come down from here on?
That's a great question, Ricardo, and something that I've been asked on a regular basis when actually doing media content. But look, overall, I'm still very bullish on gold, and I've been saying that year to date, in fact, in 2024 as well. I still think there is actually a lot of monetary policy, fiscal stimulus, a lot of global geopolitical tensions that are happening in the market right now. And I think gold and silver in particular are actually likely to continue head higher. Whilst they have appreciated quite a bit, and in fact, actually gold has appreciated 56% year to date, and for the year of 2024, it's gone up 24%. I still feel actually any retracements or dips are actually to be bought, because gold is actually likely to appreciate into 2026. For example, Goldman Sachs has actually come out with a revised report today, advancing or appreciating their gold targets to about $4,300 to $4,600 per ounce in 2026. So that's a juicy move, and probably 20 to 30% upside momentum for the upcoming year.
Mentioned silver. Silver, though, is at its highest since 1980 at the moment. What's behind it? Because we hear a lot about gold. Now we're hearing about silver.
Yeah, so just to put a little bit of comparison between the two, obviously, gold is a hedge against the risk. It has been throughout the years, for a long period of time, and we've seen a heavy influx of ETFs actually coming in 2025, everyone trying to diversify and hedge themselves. So for example, on gold, we've seen 17% upside influx of ETFs for the year 2025 comparison to 2024. But if you look at the nominal terms, we can clearly see that silver is the actually upcoming play for probably next 12 months. For example, since around July, August, gold has actually appreciated from a breakout range approximately 20%, but in comparison, silver has actually appreciated 35%. So when looking at the nominal terms and diversification and also rotational play, silver is clearly the one actually to play in over the next 6 to 12 months, because investors, fund managers, hedge funds, brokers are always looking for the next best opportunity. And whilst it feels that gold might run in the long term, in the short interim, we might get a pullback. And what it can create is a fantastic opportunity for silver to appreciate and get that some of the influx of liquidity coming through and continue heading higher towards the $65 to $70.
What about currency moves? How are they going at the moment?
Yeah, well, that's a great question as well. So, with US you know, government shutdown that's been happening or, you know, driving all the headlines over the past few days, we're actually seeing the US dollar somewhat breaking higher up. And if you're a technical trader, technical analyst, it's actually breaking out of a sideways range and 50-day exponential moving average, as well as 100-day exponential moving average. And it's actually appreciated for this week approximately 2%. So in the interim, US dollar versus the G7 major currency pairs has actually appreciated this week approximately 2%. On the back of that, or contrary to that, that's why we actually seeing some of that commodities actually come off over the past few days, and US dollar is actually gaining strength. In the long term, or over the next few months, 3 to 6 months is the horizon that I'm looking at as a trader or investor. I'm probably still fairly bearish on US dollar. I still feel that we are likely to see some of the monetary easing coming from the US, and we are likely to get an interest rate cut in the month of October. So, you know, the SME tool watch that actually predicts the interest rate cuts in the US is actually pricing in 94% chance that we will get that 25 basis interest rate cut coming in the month of October. That's obviously going to play on the US dollar and likely to reverse some of these gains and likely to head lower.
You touched briefly there on the US government shutdown. It's obviously still persisting. Is it a major concern?
So if we're looking at historically, it's not a major concern, because if you have a look at it on the last seven cases or bases where this happened in the past, in fact, actually, it's been a risk on sentiment. What I mean by that is equities have actually flourished and headed higher. And we're seeing that with the S&P 500 right now. We're seeing that with tech, you know, tech drivers like NASDAQ index. So to some, we're actually seeing the similar playbook unfolding in the market right now. Now, look, it could provide a bit of tension. It could provide a bit of concern, but not right now. I think if we come closer to the date where the you know deadline hasn't been met and all the parties haven't actually coincided to actually come to an agreement, it could provide a little bit of concern. But at this point in time, market is acting like nothing is happening. Risk on sentiment is prevailing, and looks like equities are actually still flourishing.
Okay, so looking at the ASX today, what's exactly moving the market?
We're seeing a typical rotational play. You know, we had some commentary from RBA Governor Michelle Bullock indicating that some of the services inflation is still pretty hot in the market right now. But nevertheless, they're not likely to actually be super hawkish and start rising the rates. I do understand the market has actually priced a potential interest rate cut in the month of November and February initially. Somewhat that's actually been pushed back, but we're still seeing some of the material sector, unfolding and doing quite well. In particular, whilst BHP has actually come off 2% today with a bit of a disagreement between the Chinese authorities and BHP in terms of the iron ore prices, we're still seeing the material sector is actually doing quite well and commodity sector is actually doing quite well. Within the late cycle of a bullish market, when it generally does happen 12 to 18 months, we tend to see material sector flourish. I'm still quite bullish on this particular sector. I can see that information technology sector is somewhat coming off. I can see financials are coming off, and I think this is the next big thing over the next 6 months. Our investors are looking for the next best opportunity, and I feel the materials is definitely a sector that someone should be watching at.
Okay, and what else can you tell us? What are you telling your clients right now in addition to that, and where do you see the other opportunities for investors?
It's important to hedge yourself against any potential downside. Gold and silver are always a good play to have you in portfolio. We are seeing a heavy influx of silver coming in, silver traders coming into the market right now and diversifying from gold to silver because, as I mentioned previously, in nominal terms, it might be or might provide a good opportunity. Also, equities are still flourishing and doing quite well. You know, when referring to cycles in general, we tend to see bullish cycles unfold anywhere from 12 to 18 months. If we're pinpointing the actual start of the bullish cycle, we can see that started back in October 2024. So we're looking for approximately a 12-month period. So I would like to think that we still got 6 to 9 months in the current cycle actually for equities to flourish higher, especially especially if we do get the monetary easing from some of the central banks across the globe. So Federal Reserve Jerome Powell is cautious right now, but he is actually pointing towards another one or two interest rate cuts. We are seeing the same from the European Central Bank. And also we've seen something from the Reserve Bank of New Zealand earlier in the week, where it surprised the market by dropping 50 basis points as opposed to what market was pricing in 25 basis points. So overall, I'm still quite bullish on equities. I still feel there is a lot of opportunity in the materials sector. Iron ore has actually flourished since around July this year and gone up approximately 7.5%. So I would like to think the BHP, Rio, some of the smaller gold miners are actually continue to head higher. But nevertheless, it's also good to hedge your exposure as well if the market was actually to turn sour, and look at some of the stuff like gold, silver, and some of the fixed income as well.
That's Zoran Krcevic there from Blueberry Markets talking about the share market moves today, including at the beginning referencing the market's reaction to that Gaza peace deal. And he wraps up the podcast for this Friday and for the week. Don't forget, if you enjoy it, to give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and to click subscribe. If you want to follow me, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Business Ricardo, along with Facebook, and at Ricardo Gonsalves on YouTube.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.